7 practical ways to help a stressed partner and benefits of being supportive. All relationships hit rocky patches from time to time. One or both of you may face financial challenges, illnesses, work pressures, or other life events. But how is your relationship when stress comes? Does it drive you apart, leaving both of you sulking in your corners, or does it bring you together to solve the issue? Emotional support is being there for your partner at their lowest moment. It means encouraging your partner through rough patches and validating their feelings. Characteristics of emotionally supportive people include active listening, confidence, and emotional mastery. This article explores why you should be supportive and how to help your stressed or anxious partner. The benefits of being a supportive partner: emotional well-being. Emotional support is one of the critical ingredients of a strong and healthy relationship. Stressful times increase stress levels and heightened emotions, but studies have shown that support can lead to better outcomes than people without support. Your support provides a safe space to reduce their emotional burden, express their feelings, and improve their well-being. Fostering resilience. When you work with your partner, you form a united front to tackle the issue. Together, you can navigate through difficulties and increase your partner's and your relationship's resilience. Achieve more. According to Tony Robbins, the stronger your relationship, the higher the chances of success. A powerful relationship can unlock new levels of success and increase a person's desire to improve their lives. Strengthens your relationship. A supportive relationship requires excellent communication skills. Ultimately, it will strengthen your relationship because you are always there for your partner, and they can openly talk to you about their issues without feeling ashamed, guilty, or judged. In studies, people who have the support of their partners have said that they feel more fulfillment in their life pursuits and achievements than people without support at home. How to be a supportive partner? 1. Identify signs of stress. Some people have problems expressing their problems, and it may be up to you to notice that your partner is stressed. Some signs of stress include change in eating and sleeping habits, inability to complete tasks or concentrate, becoming distant, neglecting self-care, headaches, decreased intimacy, and mood swings. 2. Validate your partner's feelings. Showing empathy and acknowledging your partner's feelings are real is the first step to being a supportive partner. Usually, when a person is stressed, they want to share their feelings. They may not even be asking for your advice. Experts advise against trying to fix the person or controlling how they respond to stress because we are all different. All they need is someone who understands them. They may fix the issues themselves with time. 3. Shift your perspective. Instead of seeing a problem as an anchor weighing you down, see it as an opportunity that keeps your relationship from swaying or drifting. When we drift apart during stress, tension and disconnection will grow, and over time, your relationship loses its passion, love, and joyful moments. See the problems as opportunities to build your relationship's resilience. However, don't do this in a Machiavellian manipulative way, but from a place of love, empathy, and understanding. 4. Offer practical assistance. When your partner is overwhelmed, you can allow them to rejuvenate. Find ways you can help them manage their stress, for instance, running errands, sharing household responsibilities, or taking them out for the evening. Remember, sometimes people need reassuring words. So, if it's a task where you can't share the load, show your spouse that you believe in their abilities. 5. Recognize that people experience stress differently. People react to stress differently, and this difference is evident in men and women. Of course, some of these differences are generalized, but you and your partner may fall into this category. Generally, a man may want to solve the problem through actions, while women may focus on feelings and emotions. So, a woman may want someone to love and comfort them. On the other hand, men may prefer someone who offers a helping hand in dealing with the situation. 6. Don't neglect yourself. It's easy to become so engrossed in helping someone that both of you get lost. To help your partner, you must do it from a place of strength, meaning you must prioritize self-care. You can do this through therapy, meditation, exercise, and maintaining a healthy diet. Find ways to vent to avoid getting stressed yourself or making your partner's stress worse.
7. Have fun together. One of the signs that someone is stressed is that they stop enjoying things that make them happy. This may be the time to take a break and enjoy the outdoors. It doesn't have to be a vacation.
Even a natural stroll can rejuvenate you.
Seeking professional help.
Some ways to help a stressed partner include open communication, understanding the signs, practicing self-care, believing in your partner, showing physical affection, and having fun together. However, know when to ask for help, especially if you need more support.
Therapy can help you gain objective insights and help you recover and heal together. Follow us on X, Facebook, or Pinterest.